Subject: Instant Treason-Federal Law Enforcement Policing Policy-United States Department of Justice-Office of Justice Programs-Interpolarization, C.D.C., the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. / HHS / Medical Care Corrupted of Integrity. Dash at sign reality audit dash this is a citizen / patient demand of an undeclinable deliverance of the truth, email considered for public sharing dash permission to share to any and all circles of influences, statements and positions in this address, 911 SOS emergency / national security concerns dash seriously. FWD, an important message from 303 self storage dash Reno. Interpolation. Noun. Noun, interpolation. Plural noun, interpolations. 1. The insertion of something of a different nature into something else. The interpolation of songs into the piece. 2. A remark interjected in a conversation. As the evening progressed, their interpolations became more ridiculous. Mathematics. The insertion of an intermediate value or term into a series by estimating or calculating it from surrounding known values. Yields were estimated using linear interpolation. Web link document URL. https://www.tlantic.com/magazine/archive/2021/12/trust/recession/economy/600,522/business. The end of trust. Suspicion is undermining the American economy. By Jerry Uzim. November 24, 2021. Article presented at the close of this email presentation. This email is directed to your email address, is not spam. The recipient addressing this original distributed email reflects a very serious real matter of concern for this public address. Mail tracking is used in this tracking of this email. Mail track. Settings. Tracking enabled for this email. Notify me via email. When opened for the first time. When links are clicked. When tracked PDF documents are viewed. If there's no reply in 24H, this email has been placed into surface web search engine indexing, matching your name / email addressing. Web link document URL, http://epic-management-lp.webmma/me/reality-audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public https://.https/.point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /email/index of /email. Icon name list modified size description. Parent directory dash. Dir Gmail dash instant treason dash federal law enforcement policing policy dash United States Department of Justice dash Office of Justice Programs _ file /2022-04-16542- Text Gmail dash instant treason dash federal law enforcement policing policy dash United States Department of Justice dash Office of Justice Programs dot HTML 2022-04-16542-139K. Dash. Dear 303 self dash storage, your involvement in this email begins below. To everyone else in the addressing of this email, please become aware of this introduction. Thank you. From Real Up Human. Net, realuphuman.net at gmail.com greater than free, April 15, 2022 at 6:38 p.m. To 303 self-storage-reno-reno at 303selfstorage.com. CC, mama fire dancer, mama.threadancer at gmail.com. TruthFinder help help at truthfinder.com. Representative Barbara Lee rep.barbara.lee@mail.house.gov. Lee. Mockensturm, writer slash editor dash office of communications and operations, lee.mockensturm@ojp.usdoj.gov, ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the SAR's top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an act of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason. No more time. You're a sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. Brett Chapman, Social Science Analyst Office, OJP, brett.chapman@ojp.usdoj.gov, ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the SAR's top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an act of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason. No more time. You're a sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. Cheryl Crawford Watson, Office of the Chief Science Advisor, cheryl.crawford.watson@ojp.usdoj.gov, ojp.gov, United States Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, the SAR's top creations of law enforcement policing policies, adherence, accountability, integrity to uphold all laws under an act of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason. No more time. You're a sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. A scotch pad at ncjrs.gov. Federal Law Enforcement Agency Information. Web link document URL. https://www.ojp.gov. United States Department of Justice. Office of Justice Programs. The SAR's top creations of law enforcement policing policies. Adherence. Accountability. Integrity to uphold all laws under an act of the United States of America. Failure to direct all subordinate officers to down to local city police to enforce and obey all laws, instant treason. Defensive acts must be carried out by any citizen possible. Arrests not trustworthy. Document your proofs, secure such documents, if in danger. Carry the law of moral actions. Shoot first and ask questions later. More than one would or could sacrifice your plan. And person from anywhere and everywhere not corrupted from this hate manifesto. No more time. You're a sworn officer to defend us and the pound sign social contract has failed. No ghosting. / about. About us. The Office of Justice Programs is a federal agency that provides federal leadership, grants, training, technical assistance, and other resources to improve the nation's capacity to prevent and reduce crime, assist victims and enhance the rule of law by strengthening the criminal and juvenile justice systems. Its 6 program offices support state and local crime-fighting efforts, fund thousands of victim service programs, help communities manage sex offenders, address the needs of youth in the system and children in danger, and provide vital research and data. Our vision: safe, just, and engaged communities. Our values: equal justice, fairness, and transparency. Community engagement. Strong science. Effective stewardship. Our mission: to provide leadership, resources, and solutions for creating safe, just, and engaged communities. OJP goals: crime prevention. Prevent and reduce crime through a comprehensive approach. Engage and empower. Engage and empower those in at-risk environments. Improve justice system. Advance systemic improvements in the justice system. Delivery. Deliver effective and outcome-driven services, capabilities, and programs. End of agency about info. Back to email addressing. More CCS, former FBI agent and cousin, John Michael Talbot, jmichaeltalbot@gmail.com, hiami.melkonoff@prospectmedical.com, enable@un.org, enable@un.org, CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. info@cdc, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. Gov, timothy.noonan@hhs.gov, supervisor.row@bos.spcounty.gov, compliance@opicalp.com, info@nightcolumbia.org. This email content is being directed to my primary healthcare doctor, since this email references National Institutes of Health, NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health, documents. Related CCS to the NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health, National Institutes of Health, NIH, 9000 Rockville Pike, Bethesda, Maryland 20892. Phone, 301-496-4000. E-mail, web link document URL, https://www.nih.gov, National Institutes of Health /about/ASC-NE. A contact message will be generated to Ask NIH. Please use this form to submit your comments and questions. We will do our best to respond within 2 business days. We regret that we cannot answer medical questions via the NIH website. Please consult a medical professional about your health condition. Name. Email address asterisk. Subject asterisk. Question or comment asterisk. National Institute of Mental Health, NIM, Office of Communications. 6001 Executive Boulevard, Room 6200, MSC 9663. Bethesda, MD 20892-9663. Phone, 1-866-615-6464. E-mail, nimhinfo@nih.gov, National Institutes of Health. Center for Scientific Review, CSR, 6701 Rockledge Drive, MSC 7768. Bethesda, MD 20892-7768. Phone, 301-435-1111. E-mail, sirwebmaster@csr.nih.gov, National Institutes of Health. Additionally, email addressing CCS are sourced from relevant NIH-published findings researchers. Gangstalking expert-Dr. Andrew Lustig, andrew.lustig@cam.ca, lorraine.sheridan@curtin.edu.au. Finally, self-addressing for a submission resending to email contacts addressing using a new email address. Me, James Martin Driscoll, is still human living, else in the care of mother of human dead, email address, quote, factsdontlie.hatedon.idi@gmail.com, end quote, spelled out fully as factsdontlie.hatedon.idi@gmail.com, end quote, end of email header addressing details. This is not a joke. My humanity detail is attached to my name record here. img_20220415_0001.jpg. img_20220331_0001.jpg. epic-management-lp-realityaudit.png. Caring? This is a citizen and patient demand. Of an undeclinable deliverance. Of the truth. Top header URLs, web link document URL, http://webmemespace/memespace/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public, http://not https://.of/access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. / Web link document URL, http://webmemespace/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public http://not https://point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standards-of-care/ Web link document URL, http://dr-richard-conga-md.webmemespace/me/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public http://not https://point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. / Web link document URL, http://epic-management-lp.webmemespace/me/realityaudit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public http://not https://point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. / There is no upper limit to the number of data pieces or data sources that can be incorporated into such a reality auditing need. What is suggested here underpins or binds by way of mutual need when greater harms require peaceful reconciliation methodology, or specifically the African Adinkra symbology of pound sign patapo. The opening of a reality audit process offers solutions logically surrounding what is defined as a wicked problem. If you are receiving this, a wicked problem has been defined herein. Question to all. Are rights a reality? Web link document URL, https://www.uscr.gov/fila/pub/2019/11-21-r-rets-a-reality.pdf. Image.png. The answer highlighted in this email overview is outstanding beyond a reasonable doubt, provable self-evident no. And oh no. Rights are not a reality. If so, no, how can this weighty truth be fixed? Answer, #WordsTalibi, web link document URL, https://community.gruup.net/words-to-live-by. Image.png. Art thou dejected? Is thy mind o'ercast? To chase thy gloom, go fix some weighty truth, chain down some passion. Do some generous good, teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile, correct thy friend. Befriend thy greatest foe, be just in all things. Make amends for follies past, and, with warm heart, forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words thy virtue prove. Go act as well as prate, and then thy counsels will be strong, thy reprimands avail none. The province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past or they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast-gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. 1. 2. What is a wicked problem? Answer. Web link document URL, https://www.stonybrook.edu/comcom/wicked-problems/about/what-is-a-wicked-problem. In 1973, design theorists Horst Riedel and Melvin Weber introduced the term wicked problem in order to draw attention to the complexities and challenges of addressing planning and social policy problems. Unlike the tame problems of mathematics and chess, the wicked problems of planning lack clarity in both their aims and solutions. In addition to these challenges of articulation and internal logic, they are subject to real-world constraints that prevent multiple and risk-free attempts at solving. As described by Riddle and Weber, wicked problems have 10 important characteristics. 1. They do not have a definitive formulation. 2. They do not have a stopping rule. In other words, these problems lack an inherent logic that signals when they are solved. 3. Their solutions are not true or false, only good or bad. 4. There is no way to test the solution to a wicked problem. 5. They cannot be studied through trial and error. Their solutions are irreversible, so, as Riedel and Weber put it, every trial counts. 6. There is no end to the number of solutions or approaches to a wicked problem. 7. All wicked problems are essentially unique. 8. Wicked problems can always be described as the symptom of other problems. 9. The way a wicked problem is described determines its possible solutions. 10. Planners, that is those who present solutions to these problems, have no right to be wrong. Unlike mathematicians, planners are liable for the consequences of the solutions they generate. The effects can matter a great deal to the people who are touched by those actions. Climate change, like problems in education policy and public health, is a wicked problem. It avoids straightforward articulation and is impossible to solve in a way that is simple or final. What is recombinant memetics? Answers. Web link document URL. https://gizmodo.com/11-emerging-scientific-fields-that-everyone-should-know-5,987,296. 11 emerging scientific fields that everyone should know about. By Gerge Dvorsky. 2/27/13 1:00 p.m. 7. Recombinant memetics. This one's quite speculative, and it's technically speaking still in the proto-science phase. But it'll only be a matter of time before scientists get a better handle on the human noosphere, the collective body of all human information, and how the proliferation of information within it impacts upon virtually all aspects of human life. Similar to recombinant DNA, in which different genetic sequences are brought together to create something new, recombinant memetics is the study of how memes, ideas that spread from person to person, can be adjusted and merged with other memes in memplexes, a cohesive collection of memes, like a religion, for beneficial or single quote socially therapeutic purposes, such as combating the spread of radical and violent ideologies. This is similar to the idea of single quote memetic engineering, which philosopher Daniel Dennett suggested could be used to maintain cultural health. Or what DARPA is currently doing via their single quote narrative control program. Web link document URL, https://www.researchgate.net/topic/memetics. 11 questions with answers in memetics pipe science topic. Web link document URL, https://www.researchgate.net greater than cultural evolution. Recently I came across some exotic scientific disciplines, which I had never heard of: exo-meteorology, cleodynamics, recombinant memetics. Text/corpus linguistics weblink document URL, https://www.linguisticssociety.org /specialties. Recombinant memetics and multimodal discourse analysis middle. Read more about recombinant memetics and multimodal discourse analysis. Best practices, communicating your science-CNN in media. Weblink document URL, https://xmediakit.org /blog. Jan 30, 2020, when you're working at the level of a recombinant memetics or the skin microbiome of a deep-sea fish, it's hard to find a common ground. What are African wisdom or Dinkra symbols? Answer, weblink document URL, https://ecita.psu.edu/wi-re/. Adinkras are symbols created by the Akan ethnic group in Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire in West Africa. Adinkras are timeless symbols often used to communicate thoughtful and evocative messages that represent life's deep proverbs, knowledge, and wisdom. They are used on fabrics, walls, wood carvings, logos, and poetry. The Adinkra symbols incorporated in our logo are the ones that part of the Adinkra symbols of the Ashanti people in southern Ghana. There are 400 or more of these symbols in Ghana and are often designed and represented using objects such as plants, animals, shapes, hairstyles, and many more. Below, from left to right, are the three Adinkra symbols that we used to create our logo along with their meanings. The first Adinkra symbol, named Karantinakwimu, meaning Karantinakwimu, is the symbol of democracy, sharing ideas, and taking counsel. The second symbol, Nianimnosua, a hue, meaning he who does not know, can know, is the symbol of knowledge, life-long, education, and continued quest for knowledge. The third and last Adinkra, Bominimimowo, meaning help me and let me help you, is the symbol of cooperation and interdependence. We use these Adinkra symbols to represent our primary core beliefs of being a network where our affiliates and partners come together to not only exchange innovative ideas and knowledge, but to also create groundbreaking projects and initiatives that will transform the lives of disadvantaged people across the continent of Africa, in the United States and internationally, and lastly to contribute to the preparation and nurturing the youth of today on their way to becoming the leaders of tomorrow. #Kramabone, an honesty binding knot symbol of the Adinkra communications set of wisdom guidance over 2 centuries old. The meaning of this symbolic knot usage is, one, bad makes all look bad, or the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed. A warning symbol against deceptions and hypocrisy. The Adinkra symbol of the Kramabone is a Solomon's knot of significance. #Nyansapo, a wisdom knot symbol of the Adinkra communications set of guidances over 2 centuries old. The meaning of this symbolic knot is used to mean wisdom, ingenuity, intelligence, and patience. This symbol conveys the idea that a wise person has the capacity to choose the best means to attain a goal. Being wise implies broad knowledge, learning, and experience, and the ability to apply such facilities to practical ends. Mpitapo knot binding. #Mpitapo is a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Webdocumentdefinitions.net, editor's contribution, Mpitapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification/reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Mpitapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than 2 full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Mpitapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered binding knot presence onto actual life. to be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue in community present and attach the symbol Mpitapo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Mpitapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpitapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the Mpitapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound / unattached to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @growup.net Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage. The Mpitapo combined with the Kramopan honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the Mpitapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are a narcissist, a psychopath, or a person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized. For these kind of persons cannot tell right from wrong, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Image.ngimage.ngimage.png. Image.png. The following email addresses are returned for Dr. Richard Conga, spelled D-O-C-T-O-R-R-I. CHARDKANGAHNPI National Provider Identifier. The National Provider, in disguise, identifier is a Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act HIPAA HIPAA Administrative Simplification Standard. The NPI is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The key word here is perversely being exploited. Account affixed to ability. No one of integrity will confer a real concern of a conversation with me. Will you be any different than all of civil society documented reality? And that reality audit must commence effective immediately. Or, war, or, I die. Seriously. Human no longer breathing dead die. 1-2-5-5-3-7-9-6-8-1, license number A55122, Ultimate Medical Practice Incorporated, Highland, California 9234-2608, phone 909-864-1006, fax 909-864-1625. In a Truth Finder background report. Offset Truth Finder copy found here. Web link document URL, http://dr-richard-conga-md.webmma/me/ reality audit.life. What is that, you might ask? Typically, any auditing process refers to some form of structured policy compliance or laws conducted by controlling accountability, authority, or agency. A reality audit is a different form of auditing process to an interactive public http://.https/.point of access of a documented snapshot of time that applies to a multifaceted aspect of a certain issue, matter, or conflict that can be comprehensively encapsulated by a time reference time capsule. Additionally, at some future point of time, the collection of checkpoint data is once again performed and can be done at one or more future points of time. Each time period can be compared to each other's. Discrepancies then can be audited and corrected. This type of auditing process just described should be put into usable action when such established non-time encapsulating accountability systems have obviously failed. /truthfinder/richardokanka-truthfinderreport.pdf. Possible emails. Kfuke@gmail.com, kanga@yahoo.com, kanga1@yahoo.com, ramanita@yahoo.com, kanga@hotmail.com, penny@aol.com, richbia@verizon.net, richard.kanga@redlandshospital.org, kanga@apickle.com. In reference to kanga@apickle.com. These pages apply. Web link document URL, https://www.epicmanagemental.com/about/mission.asks. Mission statement. Our mission is to deliver exceptional quality healthcare management, professional and support services with a firm commitment to excellence, integrity and innovation, making a lasting difference in the lives of patients in our communities. We collaborate with medical groups and healthcare providers, offering expertise and insight to meet their unique challenges. Our patient services are built on a foundation of compassion, trust and respect. We strive to build an outstanding team, offering opportunities for growth, recognition and reward in an environment of open communication, trust and mutual respect. Our services will grow and improve as we create value for our investors and provide mutual benefit for our partners. This is our mission, whatever our role, knowing that at Epic, everyone participates in caring. Web link document URL, https://www.epicmanagemental.com/compliance-center/. Compliance Center. Beaver Medical Group. Chaffee Medical Group. Pinnacle Medical Group. Redlands-Akaipa Medical Group. Alliance Desert Physicians. Family Practice Medical Group of San Bernardino. Phoenix Health Medical Group. Tri-Valley Medical Group. Welcome to Epic Management's Compliance Center. Compliance is everyone's responsibility. Our commitment is to operate with the utmost care and in full compliance with applicable laws and federal healthcare program requirements. Epic Management Code of Conduct is our formal statement of Epic's standards and rules of ethical business conduct and is a key part of Epic's compliance program. Reporting compliance concerns. If you become aware of any situation that may implicate Epic's high ethical or legal standards, you must report the matter to the compliance or privacy office of your physician, medical group, or health plan. All concerns are kept confidential to the extent possible within our legal obligations and, if you choose, may be reported anonymously. Epic Management has a no-tolerance policy for retaliation or retribution against anyone who in good faith reports suspected violations. For Epic Management and Beaver Medical Group, concerns may be submitted in writing or by telephone, written as preferred, to Mail, Epic Management Corporate Compliance. Page Number, O Box 19020. San Bernardino, California 92423-9020. E-mail, compliance@epicl.com. Phone, compliance hotline 909-335-4153, available 24/HRSSLASHDAY/365/a/year. Compliance requirements for Epic Management Medical Partners. What are you required to do per federal regulations? All prospective employees, including temporary or volunteers, must be screened prior to hire for ineligibility / exclusion from participating in any federally funded healthcare programs. Here is a helpful guide and links to complete the mandated screening. How to perform exclusion list screening guide. OIG link, web link document URL, https://oig.hhs.gov/index.asb. GSA link, web link document URL, https://sim.gov/. Epic Corporate Compliance will have oversight of the mandated monthly exclusion screening. If you need assistance with screening prospective employees, please contact Epic Management Corporate Compliance at compliance@epicl.com or call 909-786-0822. Initial compliance training, including HIPAA, must occur at the time of orientation and prior to exposure to FHI for all new employees, including temporary or volunteer, executive/senior managers, governing body/board members, and providers. Upon notification of enrollment, you are to review and complete Epic Management's compliance training and quizzes are assigned to you in the training center at web link document URL, https://ape.healthicity.com/. Re-training and education for all will occur annually. If you have any questions or require a hard copy of the training, please e-mail Epic Management Corporate Compliance at compliance@epicl.com or call 909-786-0822/909-786-0825. Epic Management LP Compliance Program Policies, Code of Conduct. Compliance Program Definitions. Corporate Compliance Officer. Compliance Committee. board compliance obligations, certifying employees, development of compliance program policies and code of conduct, conflicts of interest, contractual arrangements with referral sources and DHS, the United States Federal Department of Homeland Security, entities, gifts, gratuities, business courtesies, and other non-monetary compensation, compliance training and education, documentation, coding, and billing compliance, duty to report suspected federal health care program overpayments, review of potential federal health care program overpayments, duty to report compliance concerns, review of compliance concerns, non-retaliation and non-retribution for reporting compliance concerns, screening for ineligible persons, response to notice of ineligible persons and persons subject to exclusion, compliance program records retention. Dash. My latest tweet pinned has relevance to the HHS, specifically Timothy Noonan, profile, web link, document URL, https://twitter.com/erweb. Police crisis in America-con for a conversation. 9,767 tweets. Image.png. Image.png. Police crisis in America-con for a conversation. @erweb. I'm a targeted individual of # gang stalking for 16 plus years. I have directed text to the National Police Association and the Justice Department. Link, a doof text. San Bernardino, kwebdomains.realophuman.net/justice.gov/91. Born September 1, joined January 2013. 3,601 following. 2,295 followers. Pinned tweet. Police crisis in America-con for a conversation. @growup. Middle dot. @Twitter support. Formerly blocked from my account, I hear that. @Elon Musk. Wants to overthrow the politics of Twitter's judicial processes. Good idea. For sure. @CDC. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. _Hive. How does one get blocked from such a page with no due process? Web link, document URL, http://cdc, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access dataspace considered temporary, unpatapo not binding. # patapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. WebDocumentDefinitions.net, editor's contribution, patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification/reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered binding not presence unto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and the Patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound/unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @growup.net peace building and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage. The Mpitapo combined with the Kramopan honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot. Whether the Mpitapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are a narcissist, a psychopath, or a person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized. For these kind of persons cannot tell right from wrong, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.NET at leet4chan.org. Images tweet attached image.png. Image showing Twitter account at CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. _HIV is blocked. Image.png. Image showing Twitter account at Dermerman, CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. Is blocked. Image.png. Image.png. OCR text, Department of Health and Human Services. Office of the Secretary. Voice-404-562-7886, 800-300-68-1984, 800-537-7697, fax-404-562-7891, web link document URL. http://www.dothhs.gov/ocker. PIN, I51019. James Driscoll, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, California 92405. OCR transaction number, 19-336513. Dear Mr. Driscoll, Office for Civil Rights, Southeast Region, Atlanta Federal Center, Suite 16T 7061 Forsyth Street, S. W. Atlanta, GA 30303. On March 15, 2019, by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Office for Civil Rights, OCR, Southeast Region received your complaint alleging that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. Covered entity discriminated against you. Specifically, you alleged that A.C.D.C., the Center for Disease Control and Prevention of this biggest embarrassing failure of a country run amok with haters, of course, the divided states of America absolute. Employee has not responded to your Twitter thread and has blocked you from his social media account. Thank you for bringing this matter to OCR's attention. Your complaint is an integral part of OCR's enforcement efforts. OCR enforces federal civil rights laws which prohibit discrimination in the delivery of health and human services based on race, color, national origin, disability, age, sex, religion, and the exercise of conscience, and also enforces the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, privacy, security and breach notification rules. Based upon the review of your correspondence, OCR has determined that we do not have jurisdiction over the subject matter you presented. Therefore, we are closing this matter as of the date of this letter. Sincerely, Timothy Noonan, Regional Manager, Office for Civil Rights. Dash. Who is Timothy Noonan? Timothy Noonan, named Deputy Director for Dash HIPAA Journal, web link document URL, https://www.hipaajournal.com greater than Timothy Dash Noonan Dash name. NOF 27, 2019, the Department of Health and Human Services Office for Civil Rights has named Timothy Noonan Deputy Director for Health Information Privacy. Web link document URL, https://www.bickershawspitalreview.com/cybersecurity/low-hanging-fruit-of-HIPAA-enforcement-shocker-deputy-director-discusses.html. The low-hanging fruit of HIPAA enforcement, OCR Deputy Director discusses. Mackenzie Garrity-Friday, February 21, 2020 Print Pipe Email. Share Listen. Text. In the changing digital health era, Timothy Noonan, Deputy Director for Health Information Privacy at the HHS Office for Civil Rights, is constantly reviewing HIPAA and privacy standards to ensure patient information is safe and in the right hands. Previously, Mr. Noonan served in the OCR headquarters as the Acting Associate Deputy Director for Operations and the Acting Director of OCR's Centralized Case Management Operations. He spent years as a Supervisory General Attorney for the U.S. Department of Education before joining the OCR. Below, Mr. Noonan discusses misconceptions about HIPAA as well as how big tech companies, such as Google, are affecting patient information regulations. Editor's note, responses have been lightly edited for clarity and length. Question, how is /Shocker addressing patient concerns with the Google and Ascension Project Nightingale? Timothy Noonan, generally, OCR does not comment on open or potential investigations. The OCR previously stated that we are interested in learning more about this mass collection of individuals' medical records. The use of big data to develop technology, such as artificial intelligence, to improve healthcare outcomes is an exciting prospect and could be one of the great medical achievements of this century. Progress towards this goal should not come at the expense of individuals' privacy and security rights. The HIPAA rules support technology and innovation. When patients have full confidence in the privacy and security of their health information, they are more likely to share information with their providers, which can lead to better health outcomes and further advances in treatment options. Q. Does HIPAA need an update? Or even an overhaul? Tennessee, the HIPAA rules have been very successful in creating clarity with regard to individuals' rights and the regulated industry's obligations with regard to the privacy and security of health information. However, we believe it is important to revisit the HIPAA rules periodically and consider modifications to respond to changes within the industry. OCR published a request for information in December 2018 to receive feedback from the public on potential HIPAA updates. We asked about the time frame for responding to individuals' right of access requests, and whether it should be shortened. We asked about the sharing of medical information with family members and caregivers, and whether aspects of the existing permission could be improved. We also asked about whether there were any compliance burdens within the existing rules that may not promote the privacy and security of health information, such as the requirement for a provider to obtain an individual's signed acknowledgement of receipt of the notice of privacy practices and the requirement to document the efforts to obtain the individual's signature. We are currently working on proposed modifications to the HIPAA privacy rule that we believe will improve information sharing and coordinated, value-based healthcare, while also reducing regulatory burdens. Q. Do you see any low-hanging fruit when it comes to HIPAA enforcement? Tennessee, OCR's HIPAA enforcement program has noted recurring patterns of non-compliance within the regulated industry. That was the impetus for launching the Right of Access initiative last year. OCR has provided rule-making, guidance, technical assistance and training on the HIPAA right of access, and yet it continues to be a major source for OCR complaints and frustration for the public. Everyone either knows someone or has their own story about difficulties faced when trying to obtain copies of medical records. OCR launched the Right of Access initiative to address this continuing problem within the industry. Examples of obvious right of access compliance failures include not providing an individual with their records within 30 days, charging more than the allowable reasonable, cost-based fee, and not providing the medical records in the form and format requested when readily producible. Q. How is the OCR responding to a federal judge's ruling that sections of HIPAA that were designed to facilitate cheaper access to patients' medical records are not permissible under the Administrative Procedure Act? Tennessee. The federal district court's decision did not affect an individual's right to get a copy of their health records, for a reasonable cost-based fee, and in the form and format they requested if readily producible. The court's decision only affected the ability of an individual to use the HIPAA right of access to have their health records sent to a third party. The practical effect of the decision is that if an individual wants to use the HIPAA right of access to have their health records sent to a third party, it can only be from an electronic health record, in an electronic format, and the FE limitations do not apply. OCR will continue to vigorously enforce an individual's right to access their health records through our Right of Access initiative. Q. What is one misconception or misunderstanding about HIPAA? Tennessee, a misconception that I would like to see changed is when following a traumatic event, such as an opioid overdose, we hear stories that medical information wasn't shared with family members before the incident because HIPAA doesn't allow it. The HIPAA privacy rule has specific permissions that permit the sharing of an individual's health information without their authorization. First, when there is an emergency or an individual is incapacitated, relevant health information about that individual can be shared with persons that are involved in that individual's health care, such as family members, friends, or other loved ones, when it's in the individual's best interests. This permission can be used when a patient is incapacitated due to a mental health condition or substance use disorder, such as in cases of opioid overdose. Second, health information may be shared to prevent or lessen a serious and imminent threat to the health or safety of a person or the public. This health information can be shared with law enforcement, family, friends, or others who are in a position to lessen or prevent the threatened harm. OCR's website has fact sheets and FAQs on these permissions along with hypotheticals to show how HIPAA is not a barrier to sharing information to protect individuals and the public. Web link document URL, https://knightcolumbia.org/blog/social-media-for-public-officials-101. Fact sheet. Social Media for Public Officials 101. A First Amendment Guide for Public Officials Using Social Media. January 15, 2020. Knight Institute v. Trump. A lawsuit challenging President Trump's blocking of critics on Twitter. Government officials are increasingly using social media to share information with the public, and to allow members of the public to communicate with them about matters relating to government. In a recent case, the Supreme Court described social media platforms as the modern public square, noting that these platforms afford users the opportunity to petition their elected representatives and otherwise engage with them in a direct manner. Government officials who use social media accounts to carry out their official duties are engaged in state action and are therefore bound by the First Amendment. Thus, one federal appeals court recently held that President Trump's Twitter account is a public forum for First Amendment purposes, and that the president's practice of blocking users from the account on the basis of viewpoint is unconstitutional. Another federal appeals court reached essentially the same conclusions in a case involving a county official's Facebook page. Almost all of the courts that have addressed the issue have relied on the same basic analytical framework. 2. Don't block users or delete comments just because they criticize you. If you use your account as an extension of your office, the First Amendment prohibits you from blocking people from the account, or suppressing or deleting their comments, or otherwise penalizing them, because of their viewpoints. Multiple courts have held that social media accounts used for official purposes are public forums within the meaning of the First Amendment. A public forum is established when the government invites members of the public to speak in a space that the government owns or controls. Courts have held that the interactive features of social media accounts used for official purposes make those accounts public forums for First Amendment purposes, because they enable members of the public to speak by, for example, replying to tweets or posting comments. While there are different kinds of forums, including public forums in which all topics and speakers are allowed, and limited public forums, in which the government restricts which speakers can participate or which topics can be addressed, one rule that applies to all First Amendment forums is that the government may not stop people from speaking in them on the basis of their viewpoints. The rule against viewpoint discrimination ensures that people aren't excluded from public discourse simply because their views are controversial or disagreeable to others. It also helps ensure that government officials don't insulate themselves from the opinions of the people whom they are supposed to represent. One related point is worth making here. Social media companies sometimes remove speech from their platforms that you, as a public official, couldn't lawfully suppress or block. Because the companies are private actors, their conduct is generally not subject to First Amendment limitations. But your conduct is. In our view, The First Amendment bars public officials from directing or encouraging platforms to take down speech that the officials couldn't constitutionally take down themselves. If the First Amendment bars you from suppressing speech directly, it bars you from suppressing it indirectly, too. Our advice, if you use your account for official purposes, don't discriminate on the basis of viewpoint. It's undemocratic and unconstitutional. 3. Have a social media policy, make it public, and follow it. If you use your social media account for official purposes, you should adopt policies for the account and post those policies publicly. Posting your policies publicly will let your followers and others know how you intend to use the account, and how you hope others will use the form established by the account. Your policies should explain the general purposes you hope the account will serve, any limitations on what users may post in the comment threads, and how you will address violations of those limitations. Make your policies as clear as possible. Be especially careful with the words you use to describe any limitations on what users may post in the comment threads. Policies that use words or phrases susceptible to multiple interpretations don't give users sufficient notice of what speech is allowed and what speech is disallowed, and those policies will be vulnerable to constitutional challenge. More on this below. It's important to understand that the rule against viewpoint discrimination applies not just to your policies, but also to your enforcement of those policies. In other words, the First Amendment prohibits you from adopting a policy that discriminates on the basis of viewpoint, but it also prohibits you from enforcing a non-discriminatory policy in a way that discriminates on the basis of viewpoint. 4. If you limit what your followers can post, the limits should be reasonable and viewpoint-neutral, and enforced consistently. As a public official, you may be subjected to speech that is pointed, disparaging, critical, mocking, unfair, cheap, dishonest, false, abusive, outrageous, and offensive. You can of course call out this speech and respond to it. As a general matter, though, you can't suppress it. For good reasons, the First Amendment provides very broad protection to political speech, and the courts have been especially protective of speech directed at public officials. This said, there's no question that some kinds of speech can be disruptive, discourage civic participation that's important to our democracy, and make a public forum less useful than it might otherwise be. On social media, abuse and harassment are significant problems, especially for women and minorities. There are measures you can take to address some categories of speech that can be especially disruptive. You can disallow content that falls outside the protection of the First Amendment, for example, true threats and obscenity. These are narrow categories, but they are broad enough to encompass some forms of abusive and harassing speech. Abusive speech and harassing speech are not themselves well-defined categories, and a prohibition that relied on those phrases would likely be struck down as unconstitutionally vague. You can impose reasonable and viewpoint-neutral rules relating to the time, place, or manner of speech. Though no court has addressed the issue, we think that the First Amendment would permit you to place a reasonable limit on the number of times any given user can comment on one of your posts. A restriction like this might help ensure that a common thread doesn't get hijacked by a single speaker. You can impose limitations on the topics that can be addressed in the forum, so long as the limitations are viewpoint-neutral and reasonable in light of the purpose of the forum. We think that the First Amendment would allow you to restrict people from posting advertisements, promotions, and solicitations of commercial products and services. And we think it would allow you to require users to stay on topic on a post-by-post basis, so long as you enforce the limitation consistently and in a viewpoint-neutral way. An on-topic requirement may give you a tool for addressing at least some kinds of abusive and harassing speech. You may also be able to limit who can speak in the forum, so long as the limitations are viewpoint-neutral and reasonable in light of the purpose of the forum. For example, if you have a reliable way of differentiating constituents from others, the First Amendment might permit you to restrict the forum to your constituents. We believe that the kinds of restrictions described above could be defended against a First Amendment challenge, assuming, yet again, that you enforce them consistently and in a viewpoint-neutral manner. Still, you should think carefully before adopting any of these restrictions. Consider whether the restriction you have in mind could suppress speech that is important, even if it's inconvenient or offensive. Consider whether the restrictions would insulate you or your followers from views you should hear, or deprive you of information that you or your followers should know. Also consider whether you have the time and resources to enforce the restrictions. If you have millions of followers and no social-media staff, it may not be feasible for you to enforce these kinds of restrictions consistently, and inconsistent enforcement will be vulnerable to First Amendment challenge. 5. If you moderate speech on your account, don't forget due process. If you restrict the kind of content that can be posted by others in the comment threads associated with your account, you should make clear in your publicly posted social media policy that you will notify users if you determine they have violated your policies. When you provide notice, the notice should specify the provision of your policy you believe the user has violated, include a copy of the content you believe violated the policy, if it isn't readily apparent, explain why the content violated the provisions you've cited, explain what measures you've taken, or will take, in response to the violation, and explain how the user can challenge your decision. The consequence for violating the terms of your social media use policy should be tailored to the violation, taking into account whether the user can correct the issue, and whether the user has violated the same policy in the past. You should block users only as a last resort, because blocking prevents the blocked users from speaking at all in the forum. You should consider whether less severe restrictions, like muting users, or hiding replies, both of which are possible on Twitter, would achieve what you want to accomplish. We recommend that, if you block people from your account for violation of your policies, you block them for only brief periods. You should block people for longer periods only if they violate your policies repeatedly. End of introduction. Social Media 101 for Public Officials. Dash. Dear 303 Self-Storage, in reply to. From 303 Self-Storage-Reno. To Daryl.Johnson@fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary, Mpitopo not binding. #Mpitopo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net, editor's contribution. Mpitopo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification / reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Mpitopo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Mpitopo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered binding not presence onto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol Mpitopo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Mpitopo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpitopo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and the Mpitopo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound / unattached to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the AdgraWeb.net Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage. The Mpitopo combined with the Kramopan honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot. Whether the Mpitopo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are a narcissist, a psychopath, or a person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized. For these kind of persons cannot tell right from wrong, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled, F-U-C-K-E-D-H. UMAN.net, date April 12, 2022, 3:44 p.m. Subject: an important message from 303 Self-Storage-Reno. Signed-by 303 Self-Storage-com.20210112.gappssmtp.com. Security: standard encryption TLS, important according to Google Magic. I realize that CubeSmart is no longer the management of the property that is contained in Unit 700 at 3270 Blake Street, Denver, Colorado. I do not know if there are a new set of employees that are running that location or not, but in any sense of this matter, since I have had this unit, there has been a conflict in my life that remains unresolved. More than just myself. At the time of my eviction from Chesney Klein John Apartments, building manager's name is Daryl Johnson. See email address on file. Above, I brought the subject matter to the staff of CubeSmart at the time of my first property rental of unit $700 of the financial benefit of the self-storage industry to the number of people that were losing their housing at the time in the local area. Many at the time were spending their daily hours in their self-storage units, including myself. Please do not insult my intelligence. I have the email's updates to the CubeSmart management that relate to this history, even if that history is not within your reach. If M/or when I do have a case involved in this entire mess, if that is a court case, it will be filed in a federal case with the United States Justice Department for the need and the appropriate use of brain fingerprinting to reveal the truth. What is good for the goose is good for the gander. Ref, see whether the person, the victim, has some reaction. In web link document URL, https://on/gangstalkingconnectionfound.blogspot.com/-although-needs-spell-check, puts a perspective that is dated 2011. The title of this blog post is AAN Gang Stalking Discovered Online. Tuesday, September 27, 2011. All this is done to discredit the victim of this crime, in a carefully planned and executed psychological assault. The person will typically have been labeled, through slander, as having hidden dark secrets, or as having committed some heinous crime, by members of the meeting who are not part of the psychological harassment activity and have no knowledge of it. These members of the meeting, who may include members of a neighborhood watch, will be asked by those perpetrating the harassment, to observe the target when a monologue uses certain words, or when it goes into or touches on certain topics that are associated with the content of the slander. All that is told to these people, the onlookers, and recipients of the slander, is that certain topics will be brought up on purpose to see whether the person, the victim, has some reaction. The victim, being sensitized to these topics related to the slander, through an array of psychological harassments, in an ongoing campaign over a long period of time, is utterly defenseless. After such a well-crafted psychological staging, the victim appears, in the eyes of these, perhaps invited onlookers, in the meeting, to have committed some crime, for the victim will appear to have some sensitivity to the topics chosen, thus leading people to believe the slander. Typically, the victims in these assaults are innocent people, whose lives are being trashed and wrecked by criminals, members of OSLASHNA, or fellow clients within recovery facilities. The recovery industry, Alcoholics Anonymous, and other 12-step groups seem to be arenas where the phenomena of terror stalking are able to be orchestrated with precision. The moral health of many people in recovery has been battered through years of lying, cheating, stealing, and other criminal activity. They can easily be led into the activities of terror stalking, cult revenge, and covert harassment. The victims of these crimes committed in 12-step groups, AA, and the recovery industry are usually helpless. Having no way to defend themselves from the slander, and victims of the covert psychological harassment that is done to substantiate the slander, over a long period of time, they become the weak, preyed upon by vicious criminally inclined people, who by acting as a group, are not only veiled from any possible acknowledgement of the terrible wrong committed against an innocent defenseless person, but are vindicated from any guilt that may derive from taking pleasures in such a dirty crime. The substantiations of the slander that result from the craft of psychological sensitization and staged assaults in a structured environment are shallow and weak. Nonetheless, people are suffering and their lives are being destroyed by a group of people who validate some false moral reformation that they seemingly have been brought through the group's ethos of OSLASHNA, by stalking, harassing, and partaking in psychological violence directed at defenseless innocent people, who become targets of hate. End of blog writing. This is not a joke. More than just Aslashna, but that is one of the foundations of the source. There are four different business industries that I mentioned here that have an unfair advantage in commerce profit special interest in allowing gang stalking to remain. Industries include the mental health care industry, the addiction slash recovery industry, forcing evictions unjustly into recovery programs that are not based on reality and slash or health science. These evictions then unduly benefit the self-storage industry and the 3-stars or lower motel industry. This is definitely not a subjective opinion, but a beyond a reasonable doubt self-evident provable fact. This matter in total falls under the RICO laws. Definition of RICO. RICO stands for Racketeer-Influenced Corrupt Organizations, and the civil and criminal penalties are set forth in 18 U.S. C. 1963 through 18 U.S. C. 1965. RICO is generally a violation of these federal statutes which define RICO, provide for civil and criminal actions based on RICO, and set the damage standard. How can brain fingerprinting be used to find out the truth? I have the evidence needed to build a winnable discrimination case as well as find out those who are familiar with the overall scheme. MSID, PMC 3311838 PMID, 23542949. NB. NLM. NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health SLESH PMC SLESH RTIC LESS LESH PMC 3311838/. Brain fingerprinting, a comprehensive tutorial review of detection of concealed information with event-related brain potentials. Lawrence R. Farwell, corresponding author. Abstract. Brain fingerprinting, BF, detects concealed information stored in the brain by measuring brain waves. A specific EEG event-related potential, a P300-murmur, is elicited by stimuli that are significant in the present context. BF detects P300-murmur responses to word/pictures relevant to a crime scene, terrorist training, bomb-making knowledge, etc. BF detects information by measuring cognitive information processing. BF does not detect lies, stress, or emotion. BF computes a determination of information present or information absent and a statistical confidence for each individual determination. Laboratory and field tests at the FBI, CIA, US Navy and elsewhere have resulted in 0% errors, no false positives and no false negatives. 100% of determinations made were correct. 3% of results have been indeterminate. BF has been applied in criminal cases and ruled admissible in court. Scientific standards for BF tests are discussed. Meeting the BF scientific standards is necessary for accuracy and validity. Alternative techniques that fail to meet the BF scientific standards produce low accuracy and susceptibility to countermeasures. BF is highly resistant to countermeasures. No one has beaten a BF test with countermeasures, despite a $100,000 reward for doing so. Principles of applying BF in the laboratory and the field are discussed. Keywords, brain fingerprinting, P300-murmur, P300, event-related potential, detection of concealed information. RICO Law. April 9, 2019 by Compton Team. The meaning of RICO Law, or the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act, is that it is a law that allows authorities to punish offenders engaging in criminal activities, particularly racketeering. For example, RICO law punishes crime bosses who order their subordinates to carry out criminal activities for them. Else, these bosses could claim innocence, because they technically were not the ones to carry out the crimes. To explore this concept, consider the following RICO law definition. Definition of RICO law. Noun. The law that allows the authorities to punish those who are engaging in criminal activities such as racketeering. Origin. October 15, 1970. What is RICO law? RICO law, or the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act, is a law that allows the government to punish individuals associated with criminal activity, specifically the leaders of crime organizations. Before RICO law existed, crime bosses would order their minions to carry out crimes for them, and claim innocence if the police found out. Their argument was that, Technically, no one could prosecute them for crimes like murder, because they weren't the ones doing the killing. The RICO law made it possible for the police to arrest even the leaders of crime organizations. Initially, the government passed RICO law as a way to control the mafia. However, in recent years, authorities have applied RICO law to more cases, allowing it to have more of a widespread effect. What is racketeering activity? Racketeering activity, as defined by law, is any crime involving gambling, arson, murder, robbery, kidnapping, bribery, theft, fraud, or activities involving obscene matter or controlled substances. Generally, these crimes are part of a pattern of criminal activity engaged in by a particular party. Under the law, there are several types of activities that qualify as racketeering activity. Some examples of racketeering activity include drug trafficking, bankruptcy fraud, money laundering, helping immigrants illegally enter the country for financial gain, terrorism. Of course, racketeering activity is not limited to these examples provided above. Racketeering can also include embezzlement, murder-for-hire, and obstruction of justice, among other things. Tone detector. How this may sound to readers? Confident. Formal. 303 self-storage, I would like your support. Gang stalking is very much real. Search National Institutes of Health NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health on Gang Stalking. Web link document URL, https://search. NIH.gov-National Institutes of Health/search. Yield equals percent %B2% %9C% percent %93 and affiliate equals knee and query equals gang stalking and commit equals search. The phenomenology of group stalking, gang dash stalking, a. www.nqb.nlm. NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health SLASHPMCSLASHRTICLESSLASHPMC 7178134/. 2.1. Selection of sample. A sample of 50 written accounts was considered sufficient to capture the overall essence of participant experience as well. MSID, PMC 7178134 PMID, 32268595. The phenomenology of group stalking, gang-stalking, a content analysis of subjective experiences. Lorraine Sheridan, 1, asterisk David V. James, 2 and Jaden Roth, 1. 1. Introduction. Stalking denotes a pattern of repeated, unwanted intrusion by one person into the life of another in a manner that causes distress, disruption, or fear. 1.2. The concept of stalking was introduced in the late 1980s to describe a form of interpersonal aggression that, although common through the ages, had come to be socially unacceptable in the Western world after the recognition of equal rights for women and the prosecution of domestic violence. To that extent, stalking is a social construct that arose in a particular social and cultural context. 3. Since the turn of the millennium, another term linked to stalking has gained currency in the media and on the World Wide Web, that of group or gang stalking. Stalking generally involves a single stalker who may occasionally recruit others into stalking by proxy, their involvement usually being unwitting. 4. By contrast, reports of group or gang-stalking describe stalking by multiple individuals who engage in a shared endeavor with a group purpose. For research purposes, the number is taken as 3 or more, although in many instances those suffering from the phenomenon have reported the involvement of far greater numbers. 5. Being stalked by individuals is a relatively common experience in the Western world. The prevalence in different studies varies according to the definition used, the methodology employed, and the population or sub-population sampled. But even the most conservative estimates suggest that 8% of women and 2% of men are stalked at some point in their lives. 6.7, and other studies from a range of Western countries have found rates that were twice as high. 8.9, 10.11, 12.13, 14.15. By contrast, indications as to the prevalence of gang-stalking experiences are few in number. An anonymous questionnaire that was completed online by 1,040 self-defined adult victims of stalking, 5.12.3% of respondents reported group or gang-stalking. A U.S. Department of Justice prevalence study, which used a tight definition of stalking that required the victim to experience fear, found that 6.8% reported stalking by three or more people, and were unable to identify a single offender, or could not identify an offender who was singularly responsible, 16. The U.S. study also examined cases where the behavioral part of their definition of stalking was satisfied, but not the fear component. When these cases were added to those defined as stalking, the total figure for those reporting an inability to identify a single offender or offender who was singularly responsible was 12.5%, 17, which is similar to that found in the questionnaire study. The gang-stalking phenomenon would thus appear to be relatively common. Yet, we could find only one empirical study of group or gang-stalking in the published literature. 5. By contrast, a Google search for gang-stalking conducted on 5 February 2020 produced 7,550,000 single quote hits. Stalking by individuals has been found to result in high rates both of psychological distress and lasting psychiatric morbidity, in particular post-traumatic symptomatology and depression, 1,4, 10,18, 19,20. The one study to examine the psychological sequelae of the experience of being gang-stalked found that individuals who had been group or gang-stalked scored significantly higher on ratings of depressive symptoms, post-traumatic symptomatology and adverse impact on social and occupational functioning than those who were individually stalked. 5. The only other published study of gang-stalking samples that we could locate detailed 4 cases reported by the media of men who had engaged in extreme violence as a response to the perception that they were the target of gang stalkers, 21. Both Sheridan and James, 5, and Sarteshi, 21, concluded that the subjects of their studies were suffering or had suffered from severe psychological distress in the context of their subjective gang-stalking experiences. 3. Results. 3.1. Length of stalking. None of the writers of the narratives described their experiences as having ended. All 50 authors stated or implied that they had been gang-stalked for lengthy periods of time. For example, one mentioned being seen by 7 psychologists during the period of being targeted. Another described having been targeted whilst living in 3 different countries. The shortest case was described as having begun in the last few months and the longest as continuing for more than 22 years. 3.2. Reasons for the gang-stalking. The narratives were examined to establish whether the perceived reasons for being targeted by gang-stalkers could be identified. Reasons were found in 20 of the 50 accounts. In all 20 cases, no named person was believed to be targeting the victim. Representative examples of the reasons given for the gang-stalking were as follows. Why? To drive people to meet-up groups or a psychiatrist so they can be medicated and/or get more federal grants for more mental health instead of training a real police force. Post-traumatic stress disorder is a big seller in the area. It is a brainwashing military experiment. Post-9/11, they isolate certain people to stop them acting against government. It is part of an overt agenda to create and test mind control. They are creating a weapon we're tested on us. I began driving a friend around to make his pot sales, and I started noticing we would get tailed from time to time. I knew this friend had connects in weird places. He knows members of Anonymous. He knows people who work at the Pentagon. I also did a lot of research and was very vocal about being anti-government and anti-corporation. This is what got me targeted. If you are vocal about your positions, then you will eventually run across a civilian spy who will pass the information to their superiors, who will continue to pass the information up the chain of command. Once you're on their list, your life can become a living hell. 5. Conclusions. The experience of being gang-stalked appears to be a widespread phenomenon that has been subject to little scientific examination. The current study provides a preliminary description of the phenomena involved that was produced by a methodology that did not incorporate pre-conceived assumptions. This provides a foundation upon which further research could be built. It also serves to confirm the harmful effects of the gang-stalking experience upon sufferers, first set out in the only other study available. 5. These findings constitute a potent reason why gang-stalking should be regarded as an important subject for study. Whilst it was important to adopt a methodology that allowed the phenomena constituting the experience of gang-stalking to emerge de novo, It would now be appropriate to conduct studies of cases based upon specific questions in order to gain a clearer idea of the proportion of sufferers who experience each category of phenomenon, as the main categories have now been elucidated and the core phenomena described. This is because higher proportions are likely to be elicited through direct questioning than were found by studying internet descriptions. Finally, whilst this study has described the core phenomena of the gang-stalking experience, the question remains as to whether gang-stalking is a single phenomenon or represents several overlapping phenomena, each with its own defining pattern of experiences. Linguistic analysis of online communication about a novel. PubMed. NB. NLM. NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health / 33,666,560 / Background. Gang stalking is a novel persecutory belief system whereby those affected believe they are being followed, stalked, and harassed by a large. 2021 MAR 5. 23.3, E25722. DOI, 10.2196/25722. Linguistic analysis of online communication about a novel persecutory belief system, gang stalking, mixed methods study. Andrew Lustig #1, #2, Gavin Brooks #3, Daniel Hunt #4. Affiliations expand. MID, 33,666,560 PMSID, PMC 7980115 DOI, 10.2196/25722. Abstract. Background. Gang stalking is a novel persecutory belief system whereby those affected believe they are being followed, stalked, and harassed by a large number of people, often numbering in the thousands. The harassment is experienced as an accretion of innumerable individually benign acts such as people clearing their throat, muttering under their breath, or giving dirty looks as they pass on the street. Individuals affected by this belief system congregate in online fora to seek support, share experiences, and interact with other like-minded individuals. Such people identify themselves as targeted individuals. Objective. The objective of the study was to characterize the linguistic and rhetorical practices used by contributors to the gang-stalking forum to construct, develop, and contest the gang-stalking belief system. Methods. This mixed methods study employed corpus linguistics, which involves using computational techniques to examine recurring linguistic patterns in large, digitized bodies of authentic language data. Discourse analysis is an approach to text analysis which focuses on the ways in which linguistic choices made by text creators contribute to particular functions and representations. We assembled a 225,000-word corpus of postings on a gang-stalking support forum. We analyzed these data using keyword analysis, collocation analysis, and manual examination of concordances to identify discursive and rhetorical practices among self-identified targeted individuals. Results. The gang-stalking forum served as a site of discursive contest between two opposing worldviews. One is that gang-stalking is a widespread, insidious, and centrally coordinated system of persecution employing community members, figures of authority, and state actors. This was the dominant discourse in the study corpus. The opposing view is a medicalized discourse supporting gang-stalking as a form of mental disorder. Contributors used linguistic practices such as presupposition, nominalization, and the use of specialized jargon to construct gang-stalking as real and external to the individual affected. Although contributors generally rejected the notion that they were affected by mental disorder, in some instances, they did label others in the forum as impacted/affected by mental illness if their accounts were deemed to be too extreme or bizarre. Those affected demonstrated a concern with accumulating evidence to prove their position to incredulous others. Conclusions. The study found that contributors to the study corpus accomplished a number of tasks. They used linguistic practices to co-construct an internally coherent and systematized persecutory belief system. They advanced a position that gang-stalking is real and contested the medicalizing discourse that gang-stalking is a form of mental disorder. They supported one another by sharing similar experiences and providing encouragement and advice. Finally, they commiserated over the challenges of proving the existence of gang-stalking. Keywords: computer-mediated communication, corpus linguistics, delusions, discourse analysis, e-health, internet, language, linguistics. Online discourse? Psychosis? Schizophrenia? Social semiotics of gang stalking evidence videos on www.nqbi.nlm. NIH.gov, National Institutes of Health SLESH PMC SLESH RTIC LES SLESH PMC 8569537/. Gang stalking evidence videos can be considered a subgenre of a video blog vlog. A genre is a conventionalized form associated with a MCID, PMC 8569537 PMID, 34673523. Social semiotics of gang stalking evidence videos on YouTube, multimodal discourse analysis of a novel persecutory belief system. Monitoring editor, Gunther Eisenbach. Reviewed by Shazadesh Raff. Andrew Lustig, MD, MSc. Corresponding author #1 Gavin Brooks, PhD, #2 and Daniel Hunt, PhD, #3. Background. Gang stalking refers to a novel persecutory belief system wherein sufferers believe that they are being followed, watched, and harassed by a vast network of people in their community who have been recruited as complicit perpetrators. They are frequently diagnosed as mentally ill, although they reject this formulation. Those affected by this belief system self-identify as targeted individuals, TIs. They seek to prove the veracity of their persecution and dispute the notion that they are mentally ill by posting videos online that purport to provide evidence of their claims. Objective. The objective of the study was to characterize the multimodal social semiotic practices used in gang stalking evidence videos. Conclusions. These data provide insight into a novel persecutory belief system. Interpersonal concerns are important for people affected, and they construe others as either sympathetic or hostile. They create positive ambient affiliation with viewers. We found that vloggers use multimodal deixes to illustrate the salience of the belief system. The videos highlighted the Girardian concept of deference, wherein the meaning of polysemous signifiers is deferred without definitive resolution. This may be important in communicating with people and patients with persecutory belief systems. Clinicians may consider stepping away from the traditional true/false dichotomy endorsed by psychiatric classification systems and focus on the ambiguity in semiotic systems generally and in persecutory belief systems specifically. Keywords, internet, discourse analysis, psychosis, delusion, semiotics, linguistics, computer-mediated communication, schizophrenia, e-health, video, communication, YouTube, social media, discourse, mental health. The most important aspect of this research findings is the use of the term clinicians 3 separate times in the research publication. One of 3 already mentioned above. Conclusions. These data provide insight into a novel persecutory belief system. Interpersonal concerns are important for people affected, and they construe others as either sympathetic or hostile. They create positive ambient affiliation with viewers. We found that vloggers use multimodal deixes to illustrate the salience of the belief system. The videos highlighted the Girardian concept of deference, wherein the meaning of polysemous signifiers is deferred without definitive resolution. This may be important in communicating with people and patients with persecutory belief systems. Clinicians may consider stepping away from the traditional true/false dichotomy endorsed by psychiatric classification systems and focus on the ambiguity in semiotic systems generally and in persecutory belief systems specifically. 2 and 3 of 3, clinical implications. This observation may have important clinical ramifications. Traditionally, psychiatrists define delusions as fixed beliefs that are not amenable to change, considering conflicting evidence, 47. An alternative definition is that delusions are beliefs that are demonstrably untrue or not shared by others, 48. However, these and other definitions of delusions fall short, and arriving at a definitive definition may be impossible, 49. The prospect of a clinician definitively establishing the truth or falsity of a delusional belief system is often impractical or impossible. Often when a clinician states that a belief system is untrue or impossible, they are relying on their own beliefs, biases, and cultural reference. By shifting, instead, to a linguistic or semiotic understanding of delusions as belief systems that are unresolvable or that defer understanding ad infinitum, clinicians may sidestep the difficulties inherent in existing definitions. Ultimately, all users of semiotic systems, patients and clinicians alike, are subject to the same fundamental limits on communication and understanding inherent in language and all symbolic systems. Such a humbling realization may help to promote empathy and understanding and reduce stigma affecting people afflicted by persecutory belief systems. End of NIH research on gang stalking. I identify as a targeted individual of gang stalking on Geoing and non-stop. I would not become aware of this term until March of 2019, however, in June of 2005, I registered an internet domain in view of this conflict. That domain is quite unkey to define the truth. Weblink document URL, http://fuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary, mpitopo not binding. #mpitopo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net, editor's contribution, mpitopo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification slash reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Mpitopo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Mpitopo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered binding not presence onto actual life. To be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue, one involved party can declare an issue and community present and attach the symbol mpitopo against or to attach all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The mpitopo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of mpitopo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved and the mpitopo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound slash unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the @growup.net peace building and trust binding information network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage. The mpitopo combined with the kramopan honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the mpitopo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are a narcissist, a psychopath, or a person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized. For these kind of persons cannot tell right from wrong, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence. Not binding, spelled fukedhuman.net on 2, April 12, 2022 at 3:44 p.m. 303 Self-Storage-Reno wrote, Dear James Martin, please see below or attached for an important message from 303 Self-Storage-Reno. Thank you. Your 303 Self-Storage Management Team. Line of equals signs 303 Self-Storage-Reno. 3270 Blake Street. Denver, CO 80205. 303-333-2211. Rental rate notice. Tenant James Martin Driscoll notice date April 12, 2022. Company unit number 700. Address 1005 Washington St. 112. City, State, ZIP Denver CO 80203. Dear James Martin Driscoll, thank you for choosing 303 Self-Storage-Reno. We appreciate your business and are committed to providing you with the highest quality storage experience. We pride ourselves in providing a professional, convenient, and secure solution for your storage needs. In order to maintain our high standards and provide the customer service you deserve, we find it necessary to adjust your monthly rental rate. The monthly rent for your unit is being increased from 121.00 to 151.00 per month. The new rate will be effective starting with your payment due on or after May 15, 2022. This letter serves as notice to you of the increase and also serves to modify your rental agreement. We appreciate your business and would also like to offer you a $50 credit for any referrals that you send to us. If you have any questions or comments, please call 303-333-2211. Sincerely, 303 Self Storage Management. Web link document URL, https://www.teatlantic.com/magazine/archivist/2021/1/trust/recession-economy/620,522/web-link-document-url, https://www.teatlantic.com/magazine/archivist/2021/1/trust/recession-economy/620,522/ business. The end of trust. Suspicion is undermining the American economy. By Jerry Uzim. November 24, 2021. Four-panel cartoon with two figures in business attire, both standing. The left figure falling in a trust fall. The red figure walks away and left figure hits floor. Albert Torchero. Manufacturer inventories. Durable-goods orders. Non-farm payrolls. Inflation-adjusted GDP. These are the dreary reportables that tell us how our economy is doing. And many of them look a whole lot better now than they did at their early-pandemic depths. But what if there's another factor we're missing? What if the data points are obscuring a deepening recession and a commodity that underpins them all? Trust. Without it, Adam Smith's invisible hand stays in its pocket. Keynes's animal spirits are muted. Virtually every commercial transaction has within itself an element of trust, the Nobel Prize-winning economist Kenneth Arrow wrote in 1972. But trust is less quantifiable than other forms of capital. Its decline is vaguely felt before it's plainly seen. As companies have gone virtual during the coronavirus pandemic, supervisors wonder whether their remote workers are in fact working. New colleagues arrive and leave without ever having met. Direct reports ask if they could have that casual understanding put down in writing. No one knows whether the boss's cryptic closing remark was ironic or hostile. Sadly, those suspicions may have some basis in fact. The longer employees were apart from one another during the pandemic, a recent study of more than 5,400 Finnish workers found, the more their faith in colleagues fell. Ward van Zuiden of Erasmus University, in the Netherlands, began measuring trust among those office workers early in 2020. He asked them, how much did they trust their peers? How much did they trust their supervisors? And how much did they believe that those people trusted them? What he found was unsettling. In March 2020, trust levels were fairly high. By May, they had slipped. By October, about 7 months into the pandemic, the employees' degree of confidence in one another was down substantially. Another survey, by the Center for Transformative Work Design in Australia, found bosses having trust issues too. About 60% of supervisors doubted or were unsure that remote workers performed as well or were as motivated as those in the office. Meanwhile, demand for employee-surveillance software has skyrocketed more than 50% since before the pandemic. And this spring, American employees were leaving their jobs at the highest rate since at least 2000. Each of these data points could, of course, have multiple causes. But together they point in a worrisome direction. We may be in the midst of a trust recession. Trust is to capitalism what alcohol is to wedding receptions, a social lubricant. In low-trust societies, Russia, southern Italy, economic growth is constrained. People who don't trust other people think twice before investing in, collaborating with, or hiring someone who isn't a family member or a member of their criminal gang. The concept may sound squishy, but the effect isn't. The economists Paul Zak and Stephen Knack found, in a study published in 1998, that a 15% bump in a nation's belief that most people can be trusted adds a full percentage point to economic growth each year. That means that if, For the past 20 years, Americans had trusted one another like Ukrainians did. Our annual GDP per capita would be $11,000 lower. If we had trusted like New Zealanders did, it'd be $16,000 higher. If trust is sufficiently low, they wrote, economic growth is unachievable. If you can rely on people to do what they say they're going to do, without costly coercive mechanisms to make them dependable, a lot of things become possible, argued Francis Fukuyama in his 1995 book, Trust. In the late 19th century, it was highly sociable Americans who developed the first large-scale corporations, effectively pooling the ideas, efforts, and interests of strangers. In the late 20th, some of the earliest iterations of the Internet emerged from the same talent for association. Throughout nearly all of America's history, its economy has benefited from a high degree of trust. But leaks in the trust reservoir have been evident since the single quote 70 seconds. Trust in government dropped sharply from its peak in 1964, according to the Pew Research Center, and, with a few exceptions, has been sputtering ever since. This trend coincides with broader cultural shifts like declining church membership, the rise of social media, and a contentious political atmosphere. David Brooks, America is having a moral convulsion. Data on trust between individual Americans are harder to come by. Surveys have asked questions about so-called interpersonal trust less consistently, according to Pew. But, by one estimate, the percentage of Americans who believed most people could be trusted hovered around 45% as late as the mid-single quote 80 seconds. It is now 30%. According to Pew, half of Americans believe trust is down because Americans are not as reliable as they used to be. Those studies of suspicious Zoom workers suggest the trust recession is getting worse. By October 2021, just 13% of Americans were still working from home because of COVID-19, down from 35% in May 2020, the first month the data were collected. But the physical separation of colleagues has clearly taken a toll, and the effects of a long bout of remote work may linger. Why? One reason is, we're primates. To hear the anthropologists tell it, we once built reciprocity by picking nits from one another's fur, a function replaced in less hirsute times by the exchange of gossip. And what better gossip mart is there than the office? Separate people, and the gossip, as well as more productive forms of teamwork, dries up. In the 1,970 seconds, an MIT professor found that we are four times as likely to communicate regularly with someone sitting 6 feet away from us as with someone 60 feet away. Maybe all that face time inside skyscrapers wasn't useless after all. Trust is about two things, according to a recent story in the Harvard Business Review. Competence: is this person going to deliver quality work? And character: is this a person of integrity? To trust colleagues in both of these ways, people need clear and easily discernible signals about them, wrote the organizational experts Heidi Gardner and Mark Mortensen. They argue that the shift to remote work made gathering this information harder. Unconsciously, they conclude, we interpret a lack of physical contact as a signal of untrustworthiness. This leaves us prone to what social scientists call fundamental attribution error, the creeping suspicion that Blake hasn't called us back because he doesn't care about the project. Or because he cares about it so much that he's about to take the whole thing to a competitor. In the absence of fact that Blake had minor dental surgery, elaborate narratives assemble. Add to the disruption and isolation of the pandemic a political climate that urges us to meditate on the distance, ethnic, generational, ideological, socioeconomic, separating us from others, and it's not hard to see why many Americans feel disconnected. The trust spiral, once begun, is hard to reverse. What has suffered most are weak ties, relationships with acquaintances who fall somewhere between stranger and friend, which sociologists find are particularly valuable for the dissemination of knowledge. A closed inner circle tends to recycle knowledge it already has. New information is more likely to come from the serendipitous encounter with Alan, the guy with the fern in his office who reports to Phoebe and who remembers the last time someone suggested splitting the marketing division into three teams, and how that went. Read. The pandemic has erased entire categories of friendship. Some evidence suggests that having more weak ties can shorten bouts of unemployment. In a famous 1973 survey, the Stanford sociologist Mark Granovetta discovered that, among 54 people who had recently found a new job through someone they knew, 28% had heard about the new position from a weak tie, versus 17% from a strong one. when the weak ties fall away, our radius of trust, to borrow Fukuyama's term, shrinks. That's a problem for individual employees, as much as they may appreciate the flexibility of working anywhere, anytime. And it's a problem for business leaders, who are trying to weigh the preferences of those employees against the enduring existence of the place that employs them. They don't want to end up like IBM. It saved $2 billion making much of its workforce remote as early as the 1982, only to reverse course in 2017, when it recognized that remote work was depressing collaboration. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella recently wondered whether companies were burning some of the face-to-face social capital we built up in this phase where we are all working remote. What's the measure for that? As trust spiral, once begun, is hard to reverse. One study found that, even 20 years after reunification, fully half of the income disparity between East and West Germany could be traced to the legacy of Stasi informers. Counties that had a higher density of informers who'd ratted out their closest friends, colleagues, and neighbors fared worse. The legacy of broken trust has proved extraordinarily difficult to shake. It's not hard to find advice on how to build a culture of trust, use humor, share your vulnerabilities, promote transparency. But striking the right tone in today's pitched political climate, often over Zoom, possibly under surveillance, is no easy feat. Even so, it may be instructive for companies trying to navigate this moment to remember why they were formed in the first place. By the late 19th century, it was evident that some jobs were too crucial to leave to a loose association of tradspeople. If the mill had to be running full steam at all hours, you needed to know who could handle the assembly line, who could fix a faulty gasket, and above all who would reliably show up day after day. Then you needed those people legally incorporated into one body and bound by the norms, attitudes, and expectations baked into the culture of that body. Not so incidentally, those first corporations went by a particular moniker. They were called trusts. And without that component underpinning all the industrial might and entrepreneurial ingenuity, you have to wonder if they could ever have been built at all. This article appears in the December 2021 print edition with the headline, The End of Trust.